Here we go. This is your host, Ross Gelseth. Today, we are going to answer a question. And the question is, what is everyone looking for? What is everyone looking for? That includes you and I. Welcome to this segment of Winning Words, where we explore interesting topics, and we do so to encourage you and the people around you, that as you're encouraged, you can encourage others. So here we are. Here we go. Let's begin to explore the answer to the question, what is everyone looking for? Sit back, fasten your belts, and take some notes, and let's explore. So first of all, related to this question, there could be a multitude of answers as to what people are looking for. Could be that some are looking for good health, improved health. Some are looking for some degree of prosperity. More money is always perceived to be as a potential blessing. Not always, but in many cases. Some could be looking for a different role in the workplace, maybe a different job altogether, maybe a different career. Some could be looking for opportunities. Some could be looking for friends or a friend. So depending upon your circumstances, if you were going to answer the question, what is everyone looking for? What would your answer be? And depending upon the circumstances, you'll likely be correct to some degree. However, I suggest that everyone, every day, is looking for the same thing. And you know what that is? A simple four-letter word, hope. I believe that every person that you meet is looking for hope. I would venture to say that there are many days of your year where in some aspect of your life, you too are looking for hope. So let's ask another question. What is hope? So by definition, hope is a feeling of expectation and a desire for something to happen. In other words, hope is a forward thinking attribute. So we're anticipating. Second definition of hope is a feeling of trust. Hope with trust becomes an assurance of what is to come. Another definition of hope is a cherished desire. Cherished isn't a word that we use often, but cherished means valuable. A cherished desire with the anticipation. So hope could be a desire, but it also is met with anticipation. You can feel it. You can some degree of anxiety for it. Now, there's some synonyms for the word hope. Here are a few. Achievement, ambition, anticipation, aspiration, belief, concern, confidence, desire, expectation, optimism, or promise. So again, depending upon the person's perspective, if we were to ask the question, what is hope? We might get varied responses from varied people. The biblical definition of hope is rooted in strength, is the strength of the person's desire for the future. The Bible defines hope as the confident expectation of what God has promised, and that promise is an extension of His faithfulness to us. In other words, if we say God is a God of hope, then with that comes hope. And what does hope include for our future? We trust that that hope will be a part of future. Now, let me pause here. Where is your hope in life established? I think that's a fundamental question to having any sense of peace in a person's life, is knowing what your hope is established in. In some various parts of the country, people chuckle about weather, and they say, well, if you don't like it, wait 5 minutes because it's going to change. Things that change frequently are difficult to put hope in, because just about the time you put your hope there, it changes. The other question is, to whom is your hope connected? A third question is, what gives you hope for the future? Where are you putting your hope? Is your faith in a higher power? For me, my faith in God, my faith in Jesus, my walk with Jesus is a source of any and all hope I have. Is your faith in another person? I would say that in marital situations and family situations, we would hope, using the word, that the family dynamic, the family culture, the marital relationship is built upon love, but it's also built on the hope in the other person, the dependence on what that person will bring to the relationship. Relationship is two or more. So a marriage and a relationship cannot last on the strength of one person's love. It takes two. Is your dependence on an organization? So let's move this to your career, or maybe an organization that you volunteer in or you support. If you're depending upon that organization for hope for the future, then your assurance of that hope coming and happening could well be a function of how solid is that organization? What's their foundation? Will they be around 10 years from now? For example, if you've been with a company or a corporate entity for X number of years and you're thinking you're going to finish your career there, well, that means you'd be putting hope on your perception that you're going to be there 10 years from now, if that's your span of work yet remaining, or 5 years, or whatever it is. Sometimes we put our hope in another person because that person, i.e. maybe your boss, your senior partner, so to speak, whatever it might be in an organizational dynamic, is the person that's ultimately going to have some say on your future in the organization, both in terms of your staying with the organization and in terms of your advancing within the organization. So you see, as I pause here for 30 seconds to catch my breath, so to speak, hope is something that we can splinter. We can put our hope in several different places or people or organizations. And or, as I spoke to personally, my hope comes in my relationship with God and what my faith tells me. Our persona as people, I think, is rooted in our outward expression of hope or lack thereof. If I walk into a room of people, what happens to the room and the people? If I'm a person of strong hope, then my persona, when I walk into the room, becomes an expression of hope, because I'm going to project an optimism, a sense of confidence, a sense of calmness, a sense of my abilities to do well. I'm going to present an optimistic expression of who I am. The flip side is if you or I or anybody else walks into a room and we're down on that hope meter, so to speak, we're down on our expectation, we're in a time of uncertainty, the boat's taken on water, so to speak, that person might likely walk into the same room with people in it. And that person's persona is one of pessimism, of reservation, of hesitancy, of uncertainty, some degree of chaos. So optimism or pessimism that we see in another person might very well tell us, is that person one of strong hope? Or is that a person who's languishing, maybe drowning in lack of hope? Here's some quotes that I found in preparation for today's podcast. Again, the question we're answering is this: what is everyone looking for? And as we continue, I just want you to think of the word everyone. The people that come in and out of your lives every day, maybe it's your family members, maybe it's your colleagues at work, maybe it's somebody that you coach a children's athletic team with, whatever it might be, maybe it's a best friend. Consider, what is it that each of these people that interfaces with you every day, maybe it's the person in the grocery line, or maybe it's the person that's walking into the post office. Are they searching for hope on that day? And could you be the person that takes the time to exude confidence and to speak life into them and to encourage and to lift them and then point them towards hope, so to speak? Here's some quotes I found that may help you. Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness. To be able to see light despite all the darkness. So while the light might be small, the person of hope finds the light, even though the room is relatively filled with darkness. The second quote I found is, hope is the one thing that can help us get through the darkness. At times in our lives, and I look back on my own, there have been times of darkness, significant challenge, uncertainty to some degree. Hope is the one thing that helps us get through the darkness. Hang on to hope, so to speak. Hang on to the rope, which ironically rhymes with hope, but hang on to the rope, which simply means hope can get us through periods of darkness in our lives. And for others, you're in the relationship with someone who you know is going through a struggle. You can be an inspiration and you can be hope personified to those people. You can help them get through the darkness. A third quote, and this is relatively simple, but powerful, powerful, powerful. Hope is a walking dream. Key word there, walking. Walking is a verb, activity. Hope is a walking dream. In other words, hope is an active dream. It's hope magnified. It's hope intensified. It's hope personified. It's active. You can see it. You can feel it in others. It's got energy. It's got life. Here's another quote. This is good. Hope is praying for rain, but faith is ringing an umbrella. So on the one hand, hope is great. It's praying for rain with the anticipation of rain. But faith is bringing an umbrella, knowing that, you know what, in faith it's going to rain, I better bring my umbrella. So faith in that saying becomes a bit more powerful than hope. And speaking of faith, in Hebrews 11, verse 1, there's a biblical reference to faith and hope. Here's what it says. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. There's two parts there. One is, faith is being sure of what we hope for. In other words, we know what we hope for. We know. And it's a strong knowledge. It's strong awareness. It's strong focus on the hope that we have, what we hope for. But there's also an extension of hope in that faith is being certain of what we do not see. So do you see there's some correlation between faith and hope, hope and faith? I would say that the two of them are joined together. A degree of hope and a degree of faith. And this verse speaks to faith is being sure of what we hope for. There's a certainty. There's lack of doubt. There's solid. Being sure of what we hope for. But also a certainty of what we do not even see. Meaning, we can't see 2 weeks from now, or a month from now, or 2 years from now. But faith is a certainty of the future as well, because we have hope and we have confidence. We have the awareness that, you know what, things are going to be good. So, why did I choose this topic today? Because I think in 2024, we live in challenging times. We live in a country called the United States of America, which, real frankly, is not nearly as united as it was 200 plus years ago. Our country right now is victimized by divide, by division. And that division, you can feel it every day. I feel as a result, people are bounced back and forth between certainty and uncertainty, peace and anxiety, plenty and minimal amount, love and hate, increase and decrease, costs and income, relationships, brokenness. So as a result, to answer my question, what is everyone looking for? I would prescribe to you that everyone is looking for hope. Let me give you another quote from H. Jackson Brown that I found. Never deprive someone of hope. It may be all they have. Never deprive someone of hope. It may be all they have. We never know how someone else is doing. We never know what their hope meter, where it's bouncing. Is it bouncing near the right-hand side of the gas gauge, almost full or full? Or is it bouncing along the bottom of the left-hand side of the gauge, the bottom of the gauge, almost empty? And H. Jackson Brown says this as a caution. Never deprive someone of hope. It may be all they have. So, let me give you some sense of how you can give hope. If, in fact, everyone is looking for hope, then why don't you be the one that gives hope to others? How can we give hope? First of all, I would say walk slowly through the crowd. In other words, in the workplace, in the marketplace, in your family, whatever it is, be present and walk slowly in order that you can be aware of who's passing you by, so to speak. Who are you walking by? Who are you walking with? Who are you sitting across from? When you walk slowly through a crowd, you have an opportunity to have increased awareness of how the person is doing. The second thing is, take your focus to the other person. Begin the relationship by smiling, by acknowledging others. Initiate conversation, and initiate conversation with care, meaning you care about them. Not how are you? And then turn your face the other way and not even listen for the answer. Instead, how are you, young lady? How are you, sir? And then listen. And as you're listening, listen to the point of understanding. You'd be amazed at what you'll catch, so to speak, if you take the time to listen well. I've told people for many, many years, listen to the point of understanding. When a customer comes in to talk to you about a product or about a service that you may provide, or just casually, when someone's in a line at the grocery store and you ask them how they're doing, listen. You'd be amazed at what people will tell you. And then, as you acknowledge them, continue to initiate conversation with that caring perspective. Couple more coaching points. Then once you have awareness as to what the other person is telling you, what you're reading through body language, speak encouragement to others. Speak encouragement to others. Care and concern, attentiveness, follow through, speak encouragement to others. Work at instilling hope in their lives. Encouragement points people towards hope. Encouragement points people towards hope. When you encourage someone, you're going to lift their spirits. And when you lift their spirits, you're changing their focus. You're changing their focus from inward to outward. You're pointing them towards hope. So I would prescribe to you that encouragement precedes hope. And then the last coaching point that I would give you when it comes to how we can give hope is sustain the relationship whenever possible. When you meet someone and you find yourself in a position where you're acknowledging that they need hope, you've listened to them, then listen to your inner voice. Listen to the Holy Spirit if you're a person of faith. Listen to God, because they will tell you, sustain the relationship. Stay in contact with this person. Because you may be giving them some degree of hope for today, but they also need hope tomorrow. So walk slowly through the crowd, smile, acknowledge others, help where needed, speak encouragement to others, and then sustain the relationship. You can be the hope that no one else gives to someone. You may be the only hope they find that day. In my book, Winning Words, Speaking Life to Influence Others, which is available at coachspeakslife.com or on Amazon, Winning Words, Speaking Life to Influence Others, there's a story in the first chapter, and it's all related to faith and hope. And it's the story of Chaim Furster, who was a Holocaust survivor who cheated death in 8 different Nazi concentration camps during World War II. He spent 2 years of his life facing horrific labor conditions, malnutrition, and typhus. He was rescued at the very day that he and his fellow prisoners had been rounded up to be shot, to be killed by the Nazis. he was rescued by Allied forces. During his time in captivity, Chaim Furster over and over saw friends, family members killed, separated, taken away. He never saw them again. He also endured outdoor work in temperatures well below freezing, group showers with ice-cold water, starvation, pneumonia, scenes of stacked bodies on pallets, and continuous abuse by German soldiers. Within a few days of his arrival at Auschwitz, which was one of those concentration camps that was of the worst, he realized that the flames coming from four large chimneys belonged to the crematorium where bodies were being burned. Despite all these people around him dying, being killed, Chaim Furster continued to rely as he moved from concentration to concentration camp, uncertain of where he would be. But you know what he relied on? Faith and hope. Faith and hope that he would survive. In the midst of that two-year storm, faith and hope. And you know what? Against all odds, Chaim Furster survived. He did. What a great illustration of faith and hope through such adverse circumstances. So, the question again, what is everyone looking for? I would suggest to you, with strength from my perspective, everyone is looking for hope. How can you and I bring hope to others? Who can you bring hope to today? Whose life can you be a light to? Who can you share hope with? Who can you encourage? I know there's someone in your circle of influence today or tomorrow that you can bring hope to. Be the person that changes the world one life at a time. Bring hope. Everyone is looking for hope. Thanks for listening in. Again, Ross Jelseth, it's been a pleasure to be with you today. My website, jelsethassociates.com, will give you more information about the consulting and the coaching sessions that we provide for people and our mission, our purpose, so to speak. But most importantly, answer the question today. What is everyone looking for? Find the person looking for hope, and then bring hope to another. Thanks very much for listening in. Enjoy the rest of your day. God's very best to you.